You're listening to EcoShock Radio for the world.
I'm Alex Smith. Get it all at our website, ecoshock.org.
To complete this Radio EcoShock feature on the heat emergencies in India and Pakistan, I wanted to get you a more official position directly from India, and I found exactly the right person. While working for the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology, Dr. M. Rajivan just published on May 19, 2016, a paper in the journal Nature. The title is spot on. It's On the Variability and Increasing Trends of Heat Waves Over India. Already, Dr. Rajivan has moved on to become the secretary to the government of India in the Ministry of Earth Sciences. As M. Rajivan was traveling, I was unable to reach him by telephone for this program. However, he sends us, by email, answers to my questions. This may be a bit strange, but I'm going to read you my short questions and his replies. First question, please tell us your role for the government of India. The reply, I'm the head of the Ministry of Earth Sciences, which has the mandate of providing weather, climate, ocean, and seismological services in the country. Second question, why did you and your team undertake this research into heat waves? His reply, I am basically a researcher working on climate variability and monsoon prediction. Heat waves was one of my favorite topics of research, as it has social relevance. Last year, almost 2,500 people died due to heat waves. This year, another 500 people approximately, as per the news reports. My PhD student, Ms. Rohini, does this work with me. Then I asked, when did you begin this research and what are the main methods you used? This answer from Dr. Rajivan. It started almost 9 months back as part of her PhD thesis work. This work is mainly a data analysis using advanced statistical methods. The objective of the work was to identify whether there are trends in heat waves over India and what are the large-scale climate forcing for the variability of heat waves. I asked, did it surprise you when a major heat wave struck just a month after your paper was published? He writes, it was not a surprise. It was expected. In fact, this year we have started issuing a seasonal outlook on heat waves and inform people that this year we should expect above normal temperatures in the country with very high probability of severe heat waves in the country. That initiative was based on our results and understanding. We used a state-of-the-art climate model to generate probabilities of heat waves over India. I asked, how does this heat wave compare with those in the past? He replies, this year's heat wave is one of the worst. We had several days of extreme temperatures. Many temperature records were surpassed. At one station in West Rajasthan, Falodi, daytime temperatures touched 51 degrees centigrade. I asked him, what are the major findings of your paper? His reply, our findings are, heat wave frequency, duration, and maximum length of heat wave events are increasing over the country, especially over central and northwest India. Total duration of heat waves has shown an increase of 1.3 days per decade and maximum duration 0.76 days per decade. Then we also analyzed major climate forcings that act on the variability of heat waves. We find that both the equatorial Pacific Ocean, El Niño events, and the equatorial Indian Ocean are responsible for the variability and trends of heat waves over India. We find that heat waves are not a regional phenomenon, but caused by planetary-scale forcings, with the projections that major El Niño events increasing and the Indian Ocean warming anomalously, we can expect that frequency, duration, and maximum length of heat waves will show further increase in the future. I wonder, does India have a reliable way of reporting heat-related deaths? Dr. Rajivan says, we have some reports getting on heat-related deaths, but we do not have a decent way of recording deaths that occur due to weather anomalies, like heat waves. My next question, We have news reports that hundreds of farmers in India have committed suicide due to heat or crop failure. Is it true? He said, there are news reports, but I'm not sure about that. I cannot comment. I then asked, in India, are these kind of heat emergencies generally accompanied by drought? The reply, yes, to some extent. Last 2 years, droughts have caused soil moisture to deplete. Dry soil is one of the feedback processes to enhance the severity of heat waves. Therefore, droughts and heat waves could be linked. Next question. Does record-setting heat reduce the expectation of agricultural production in the year? His reply. Heat waves do generally occur before the monsoon season starts. However, heat waves do not affect the ensuing monsoon season performance. I said, up to 600 million people in India do not have electricity. How do they cope when temperatures go above 120 degrees Fahrenheit? Dr. Rajivan simply said, good question. My next question, if the carbon dioxide levels continue to escalate and global mean temperatures rise above 2 degrees centigrade, what will that mean for India? This reply from Rajivan, this is really a concern. What the climate models project for the country are increasing heat waves and increasing frequency of heavy rainfall events. Therefore, we have to develop a strategy to meet the challenges and mitigation. Our government is seriously planning some measures towards this. My next question is about the role of governments. What can national and local governments do to prepare themselves and the population? He replies, there should be involvement from both local governments and national policies. There are some social issues also in our country. Many farmers and laborers work on outfields during daytime. Any type of warnings may not discourage them to go outfield for their work. They have to work and get their salary. In my last question, is there anything else you would like to leave with our listeners around the world? This reply from Dr. Rajivan. We have started prepared city-based heat wave action plans in which local governments and health departments work together with our ministry officials. That concludes our email interview. I appreciate Dr. Rajivan taking the time while he travels. With his key role advising the government of India, he will be very busy both with his current record-setting heat wave and his research into the prediction of monsoons. And that will eventually rescue India from the heat when the rains come. I'll put links to the full text of the new paper by M. Rajivan in my show blog, published every Wednesday at ecoshock.info.